Don't finish a Friday without an email going out or a voice message going out with a bold request. Find that person on LinkedIn, email them, DM them, message them. You think, oh, no, 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 I need to wait until I have 1 million followers. I need to wait until I have 100,000 downloads. I need to wait until we hit 5 million. I need to wait until we hit 50 employees. I'm like, no, 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 no. Now, make the bold requests now, because later is perennial. Make those bolder requests sooner, faster. Get in it. Successful people are assertive people.
Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com.
Assertiveness. Again, psychologists, you might think of this like personal agency, but I don't like just the personal agency because it's an idea, it's a philosophy, and it's a theory. The way that real personal agency is manifested into the world is a forward lean, an assertiveness, a take it on-ness, a do the work-ness. That is what it looks like. That's what it's gonna take. Another level of assertiveness, where you don't avoid anymore, you approach. You assert your real thoughts, feelings, needs, desires, dreams into the world. When there's a problem, you assert yourself, say, there's a problem. When there's a goal, you assert yourself, say, we have a goal. When someone messes up, you assert yourself, say, I need to give you some feedback. That's what it means. And so many people have lost that forward edge of assertiveness. So the whole time, they're staying silent. The whole time, they're being private. The whole time, I'll bring it up with her later. And later becomes the cage. I'll address the problem later. That's the cage. I'll do the thing later. I'll build the thing later. I'll invest in it later. I'll do it. I'll join it. I'll make it happen later. And later becomes perennial. You plant the ground. Listen, you plant that seed of later in your life, it just keeps springing up all the time. It's like that flower bed that never goes dead in your brain. Later, later. Because you know what? Later looks like flowers. Later is comfortable. Later is the comfortable life. The comfortable life looks real pretty. But then when the comfortable life is no longer joyful, it's because there's a bed of roses out front your big house called later. And over and over and over again, you keep watering the later. And soon, you overwater the later, and those flowers become weeds and they take the house. And that's what a lot of people do. They don't make the decision. They don't move. They don't take action, even when they know they need to do it. And what mostly, I would say, the most impressive people I know, it's like, you don't know about this Jamie Kern Lima. Let me tell you what. She's incredibly assertive. She will come up with an idea. She's asked me to do things or asked me to be part. No one's ever asked me before. And I'm like, ooh. And sometimes I go, that was pretty direct. And then my high performance brain kicks in. I'm like, that's awesome. Oh my God, Jamie, that's awesome. Shoot, no one's ever asked me that before. Ever. My entire life. You know what she asked at this event? You know what she asked at the event? She's like, can I have 4 hours on stage? Do you know how many people I've had on this stage in 15 years? Remember, some of you, you're new to my world. I've done this 8 times a year for 15 years. Tony Robbins has been on my stage. Wayne Dyer has been on my stage. Marianne Williamson has been on my stage. The late, great Debbie Ford was on my stage. Larry King's been on my stage. Harvey McKay's been on my stage. Brian Tracy's been on my stage. Jack Canfield's been on my stage. Everybody, 7, 8, 9 billionaires have been on my stages. I've been doing this a long time. No one ever asked me that before. Ever. How badass is that?
Hey gang, it's Brendan. I'm going to change gears real quick and talk about another show here on the Growth Day Podcast Network, Lori Harder. Her show is called Earn Your Happy. This is a monster podcast if you've never heard of it before. Earn Your Happy is all about Lori talking with people and sharing her own journey of being an entrepreneur and trying to find happiness in life. And I love her phrase, earn your happy. You know, if you've ever heard me tell my car accident story, I felt like at that moment, I got life's golden ticket, that second chance. But I also felt like this feeling that I had to earn it, to earn that second chance. So when I got to know Lori and she told me her show was called Earn Your Happy, I was like, ah, it's one of my favorite words in the English language, earn. To earn the gifts we've been given, to earn the life that we want, to work for it, to strive for it. I just love it. And Lori is like, listening to her episodes, I told her the other day, I was like, it's kind of like listening to a best friend talk about, you know, their ambitions and what they're trying to do. And she's such a great interviewer as well, by the way, that I think you're gonna get new perspectives about life. You'll laugh a lot, you'll be motivated, and you'll learn from somebody who's out there actually doing the work, building a great business and life and family. Go subscribe to Lori Harder's podcast. It's called Earn Your Happy. You can subscribe anywhere you're listening, including right now on this platform. So please go subscribe to Lori Harder's Earn Your Happy podcast.
At first, I thought, what? What are you talking about? You know, because if you've done something you're comfortable, every new request seems crazy. But you know what? Those crazy requests change the world. I want you to think about that. I want you to think about that. Now, we had already had an agenda, so that wasn't going to work for this particular one. But she still got an hour more than she was going to get because she asked, because she asserted herself. She goes, I want more time on stage. I'm going to ask for that. Does that make her crazy or bad or awful? No. It makes her successful. Where are you asserting yourself? Where are you asking the big questions? Where are you asking for the favors? Where are you pushing? That's what I want you to do. That's your next level, and you don't even know it. This is part of the things I do with all my groups. Many of you guys know this. I even teach this sometimes in Growth Day, that I want to make sure you finish every single Friday, part of your Friday finishers, you make a bold request. You don't finish a Friday without an email going out or a voice message going out with a bold request. Find that person on LinkedIn, email them, DM them, message them. You think, oh, no, 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 I need to wait until I have 1 million followers. I need to wait until I have 100,000 downloads. I need to wait until we hit 5 million. I need to wait until we hit 50 employees. I'm like, no, 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 no. Now, make the bold requests now, because later is perennial. Make those bolder requests sooner, faster. Get in it. Successful people are assertive people. Right now, when they're ready, they go over and over, and it is a difference maker. I can tell you, it's like you would think that they're so, like, sometimes you think they're breaking a boundary or they're bold. But remember, even Steve Jobs, here's to the crazy ones. Think about that. Turn to the person left, right, give them a nice shake and say, you look a little crazy tonight. Mm-hmm. You look a little crazy tonight. I want you to be a little crazy once in a while and allow yourself to do this. Hey, here's my question. Where are you lacking this? Is it your career? And sometimes I'm not lacking that. I go, okay, do you have any employees? Yeah. Any difficult employees? Yeah. Any employees you should let go of 5 months ago, 6 months ago? Yeah. Okay, you're lacking that. Hey, you have a good dream? Any big ideas? Yeah. How long you had that idea? 3, 4, 5 months? Yeah. Have you done anything about it? Make any bold requests? Pushed it? Made it happen? Bought the thing? Invested? Gone? Yes? No? No? You're lacking that. And you're in my world. Aaron's like, what are you doing as part of your coaching? And our coaches in the room, our CHPCs, you know, I have this thing. It's like, as a coach, as a mentor, I'm paid to push. I'm here to push you into another level of assertiveness. Notice there are good ways to be assertive and bad ways, right? Some people are very assertive, but they don't know how to communicate. They don't know how to give. They don't know how to serve. And that's the stuff we were talking about earlier. They're assertive, but they're takers. There's a difference. You learn to be in full of your, like really in full of your full powers. When you ask, you're okay if they come back with no. Takers, when they are told no, they get mad, they stop trying, they get bitter, and they're in the back of the cage. But listen to Jamie Kern Lima. She comes out here, she says, guys, like, let me tell you, I heard no so many times. And she's smiling when she says it. It's almost like she liked the no's. Did you pick it up on it? She liked it. But it's so different, isn't it? It's different. Be more assertive. Allow yourself to do it. You can do it with grace. All you have to do is go, I'm not taking, I'm asserting. And if it's a no, it's a no. Let me adjust. Let me pivot. Let me go again. Let me be kind. I can receive 1 million no's and don't think the person give me a no. I talk, not the time, not divine guidance right now, not supposed to happen with this person. I can keep trying, but I'll always try in a graceful, respectful, professional manner. But the thing is, I will try. I will try. I will be assertive, and I want you to do that. I want you to close your eyes with me for real fast and just put your hand on your heart again and tap it with me. I just want you to just close your eyes and say it again. Time to be more assertive. Time to be more assertive. Time to level up. Time to push it out there. It's okay to push. It's okay to push. Because I'm ready. Because I'm ready. Because I'm ready. All right, give yourselves a round of applause. You know we're doing the work. We're doing the work.
Hey, it's Brendan. And I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple of years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins, they've been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post, I can post, we can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio, so can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so. Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight, because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course and to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules? Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to kajabi.com.